my stamper.
Yeah?
St. Percy?
No, dear. Green Bottle's here, though.
Green Bottle?
Yeah, he's out in the yard reciting.
I? What's the matter with him? Has he had a touch of the sun?
I don't know. It's another one of his uncle's poems or something.
Strike. Well, if it's anything like the ones he recited last lesson, it's his uncle who's had the touch of the sun.
Huh? How do you mean?
Skip it. Here he is.
Oh, stinky pie. Now, aren't they true?
Hey, Granny.
Yeah?
Got any more of your uncle's poems?
Yes, of course I have. He's written hundreds.
But are you going to recite them to Percy?
Yeah.
Wacko.
What's the one you were saying outside?
Outside? Yeah. Oh, chew a pine tree.
Hey?
Chew a pine tree.
Why to a pine tree?
Yes, well, that's what they say.
What, pine trees?
No, poets.
Why?
Yeah,
Why not say about a pine tree?
Yeah, well, why ask me? I don't know.
You don't even know the poem.
Yes, I do.
Well, recite it. Go on.
Shall I?
Yeah, go on. We won't throw anything.
Yes, yeah. No, but you better not either.
All right.
Well, go on, Greeny.
Yeah.
To a pine tree.
Yes. To a pine tree.
Well, okay, there you go. Nice now, Stamper, give him a go.
Yes. To a pine tree.
That's two trees.
Yes. No.
Hey, shut up, Bottomy. Let him recite it.
Well, I'm not stopping him. Let it go, Granny.
Yes. To a pine tree.
What is this, a forest?
Yes. No. Hey, listen, Bottomy, I'll drop you.
I like to see you try.
Yes. Well, I can't decide if you'd go yelling out all the time.
I'm not yelling out.
Yes, you were. Of
course you are, Bottomy. Pipe down.
Not for you, I won't.
Yes, well, I won't recite it.
Oh, go on, Green Bottle.
All right, there's no need to get the sulks.
I haven't got the sulks.
Well, recite this pine tree business.
Yes. To a pine tree.
Nice work.
Oh, stately pine, thou art a tree. So tall and slim and graceful. Come, shed your pine cones for our fire. Last year, we got a tasteful.
Any good?
Whack out!
What on earth's going on here?
Stop it!
Who said that? I'll bottle you.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, I'll bottle you. No, God. Oh, it's you, sir.
Yes, Bottomy, it's me. You didn't see me come in, did you?
No, sir.
And do I understand that you're going to bowl me over?
No, sir. Not now, sir.
Oh, I see.
You'll wait till after.
Yes, well, I... Serves you right, Green Bottle. Look, I'm not sure that I shouldn't have hit you when I first came in instead of Bottomy. Who was responsible for that terrible noise?
Noise?
Bottomy, did you say what noise?
Yeah.
Well, what noise do you think?
We weren't making any noise, sir.
No noise?
No, we were working.
Yes, but working?
Yes, to a pine tree.
Just a minute. Look, what's everybody talking about?
Green Bottle was reciting.
Yes, to a pine tree.
Oh, I see. Well,
it's... stinking pine.
If you...
Now I take three.
Listen.
So tall and slim and graceful.
Green Bottle.
Yes?
Don't you dare utter another word of that.
Oh, go on, sir. You haven't heard this one.
No, and what's more, I don't want to hear it.
Why not, sir?
Why not? Why not? Because Green Bottle monopolized the whole of last lesson with his poems, and I've determined that he's not going to do it today. That's why not.
They were my uncle's poems.
Well, look, I don't care if they were your auntie's. I've heard enough of them to last me a lifetime. Ode to an Eagle and some other rubbish. Lullaby of the North, South, East and West Winds.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, well, if you know what's good for you, you won't dare start one of them today.
Right.
And you mind your own business, Bottomy.
Huh.
Today, I'm going to give you the lesson that I started to give you last time. And if I have any nonsense or interruptions from anybody, there's going to be serious trouble.
Yeah.
And by the way, before we start, Green Bottle.
Yeah?
Do you remember what I said just before the bell rang last lesson?
Yeah.
Well, what was it?
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Can we go now?
Yes, you can. Now, come back here, Bottomy. I didn't say that at all, Green Bottle.
Oh, you did so too.
All right. I know I said that, but I didn't mean that. What did I say? At least what I did say was that you had to do an essay on the life of John Keats as an imposition.
Oh, yes.
Have you done it?
Oh, no.
Oh, good. Now, Bottomy, listen.
I
wasn't talking to you, Bottomy. One of these days you might learn that you're not allowed to chip in just wherever you like.
Yeah.
Well, have you done it, Green Bottle?
Yes, of course I have.
Why? Have you?
Yes, I just dashed it off last night.
Yes, well, You what? Just dashed it off?
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yes, well, that's my best subject.
Your best subject?
Yes.
Rubbish. You've got no best subject. They're all terrible.
No, they're not.
And I say they are.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, how dull you are.
Yes, I don't seem to understand anything. I... What? Listen to me, but...
Oh, no, no, no.
But, Sergio, I didn't ask you to be rude as well as conceited. That's why you got the imposition to do in the first place, because you were rude and tried to make us believe that you were a little know-all.
Yes.
Well, have you got the essay there?
Yes, here it is, written.
Written? Yeah, there it is, rotten, if I know anything about it.
Yes.
Well, read it. Go on, read it.
Yes. John Keats, the life of.
John Keats, the life of?
Yes, the life of John Keats.
All right, I know that, I know that. Get on with it.
John Keats, the life of.
Ah.
John Keats was a poet who wrote poetry.
Was he?
Yes, of course he was.
Amazing.
Yes.
Huh.
It was shortly after this that he died, and so we find little of his work from then on.
Now, just a minute. It was shortly after when that he died?
I?
You just said it was shortly after this that he died.
Yes, shortly after he wrote poetry.
Oh. Oh, and after he died, he didn't write any more. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm glad you've explained that. I had no idea that was the case. I'm learning things.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, if you listen carefully, this would be helpful to you.
Yes, I dare say it would. Greenbottle, look, just read it. That's all you've got to do. There's no need to tell me what I'll learn and what I won't.
No.
Well, hurry up and finish it.
Yes.
I've never heard the like of it.
Among the poems that he didn't write was Wordsworth's Merchant of Venice, which was written by Milton.
Whilst
being my favourite play, I am disappointed that Keats didn't write it, but he left it to his contemporaries.
Contemporaries?
Yes. Shortly after this, he died.
I don't blame him.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, good on you.
Exactly. I mean, listen. Look, serves you right, Greenbottle. That's for deliberately disregarding my instructions. I told you to do an essay on John Keats, and you write twaddle like that. You just dashed it off. Dashed it off is right.
Yes, but that's my best subject.
What? Well, look, if that's your best subject, I certainly wouldn't like to hear your worst. You can't even write English.
Yes, I can.
Well, what about contemporaries? What on earth does that mean?
People living at the same time.
Well, look, the word you wanted was contemporaries.
Yes, well, that's what I said.
What?
Contemporamentally.
What's the use of trying to carry on an intelligent conversation with a jackass?
Well, he's trying.
I know he is, and he's to be admired for that. But, Mark, the bottom, did you speak then?
Speak, sir?
Yes, what did you say?
Say, sir?
Yes, you're being rude.
No, I just said that, he's nearly crying.
Oh, is he? Well, you will be crying if you don't keep quiet. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
Out of that confused jumble of twaddle, I can see only two things which are anywhere near right.
Only two?
Yes. Oh. And one is that Keats was a contemporary of Wordsworth.
Yeah, I?
And the other, well, I only assume that you mean this, and that is that Keats died at an early age.
Yes, well, that's what I said.
Oh, did you? Well, I wasn't sure whether that's what you meant or not.
Yes, well, it was perfectly clear to me.
Yes, well, so it might have been to you, but it wasn't to me, because I don't happen to understand Chinese.
Now, that's funny. Neither do I.
Don't you?
No, but my father said if I learned, he'd put me in a laundry.
Well, that's very nice.
Sure.
What? Put you in the laundry?
Yeah.
Well, I'll put you in the rubbish box if you don't stop talking.
Yes, well, Chinese is easy.
Is it?
Yes, they talk like this.
Yes, Greenbottle, stop that. What on earth do you think you're doing, Greenbottle? Where do you think you are, at the League of Nations?
No.
Well, stop behaving like a donkey.
Yes.
After all the rubbish you've written in that essay, you ought to pay attention to what I have to say to you. You can't really afford to waste your time.
No.
Well, firstly, although Wordsworth was a contemporary of Keats, he didn't write The Merchant of Venice.
Yes, and neither did Keats.
No, I know he didn't.
No, Milton wrote it.
Milton didn't write it.
Well, who did?
I did. No, Shakespeare did. Shakespeare wrote The Merchant of Venice. And whereas Shakespeare was born in the 16th century, Keats and Wordsworth weren't born until the 18th century. That's 200 years later.
Oh,
The Merchant of Venice. What do you mean, who?
Well, I just thought I'd say who.
Oh, I see. Well, what? Just a minute. Serves you right. Quite enough time is wasted in this class without you just wanting to say who.
Me.
Well, is that clear to everybody?
What, sir?
Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Did you just feel that you wanted to say what?
No, sir.
Well, what do you want to know?
I want to know what has to be clear.
Oh.
Yes, well, perhaps I could explain it to him.
Yes, I wonder if you'd be good enough. No! Look, don't you dare utter another word, Greenbottle. You'll only get him into a bigger muddle than he's in now.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen. Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice was written approximately 200 years before either Keats or Wordsworth were born, which proves this, that Wordsworth had nothing whatever to do with the Merchant of Venice.
Why, sir?
Well, they just weren't speaking. He had his own friends, and the merchant... No! What are you talking about, why? I just told you why.
Oh,
Stanford.
He's not my friend.
Who?
The Merchant of Venice.
Isn't he?
No, sir.
Why? No, I mean, listen. That was your fault, Bottomley. Look, and if you dare say who again, I'll deal with you severely. I told you to stop at once, and then you immediately started again. Well, you've had your last warning.
Yes.
Now, look, this is supposed to be a lesson on the poets who were born in the 18th century. But so far, we've got the names only of two. Wordsworth, who was born in 1770, and Keats, who was born in 1795.
Yes.
What other poets were born in the 18th century?
Yes, sir. Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. No! Look, I just told you that Shakespeare lived 200 years before that.
I'm not 200 years old.
Aren't you? Well, nobody said you were.
You just told him something about 200 years ago.
No, I didn't. I told him that Shakespeare lived 200 years before that. I didn't tell him 200 years ago, you idiot. Actually, I told him about 2 minutes ago.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'm not 200 years old.
No, I... Now perhaps you'll keep that silly tongue of yours quiet. Can you other boys remember any other poets born in the 18th century?
There's those two you mentioned, sir.
We know them.
Yeah, I said any other poets.
No, sir.
No. Ah. Have you ever heard of Shelley?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Well, Shelley, he's one. Sir Walter Scott and Charles Lamb. There's two more.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and Thomas More.
There's one more.
Thomas More is one more. Any more?
The more we are together.
The more we are together. Now, listen. It serves you right. If you boys are not prepared to listen to me, I'm not prepared to try and teach you. So you can all clear out and get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.